We've been blessed, dear heart dwellers, by the visit of a beautiful family. Oh, Lord, what a precious family our visitors are. Jesus, how I wish I had waited for the right man to have a family with. Jesus began, "It's okay, Claire. Most of the world is like you, so you can relate to those with your same issues. But it is true that it is the very best way, my choice, my covering for your lives. What a wonderful world it could be." Jesus replied, "Indeed, that was my design and my plan. Adam and Eve were perfectly suited to one another, but Satan spoils everything. However, these souls will work very hard on their marriage, and it will endure." Yes, I can only imagine the poison in the bloodlines. That is why James Kowalia has been given this very important mission. He's talking about cleaning up the bloodlines. I was musing, "Oh Lord, when will these witches stop bothering us?" They come here every night in the woods and the dogs bark and life goes on. I thought I heard him say, "When you convert them." Immediately I recoiled, thinking about what a job that would be. And I began to make an excuse. Maybe I didn't really hear Jesus. And I realized the sin of sloth, not wanting to put forth the effort to convert them. I asked the Lord to give me a great love for them. And in truth, only the Holy Spirit is going to convert anyone. But at least we can be His instruments of love. "Imagine," Jesus began, "if you will, the depth of darkness they live in. You were there all your life, yearning for more. Really, take a moment and recall what life was like when you were in the darkness looking for me. There were many times I carried you along without your knowledge. I knew the depth of your darkness and your longing for the light. But there was no one I could send to approach you and lead you away from that pit. You also were very independent and not always warm to being led." That's an understatement. Just think of how differently your life could have been if someone like yourself had gotten through to you back then. Wow, what a difference that could have made. That's what I mean. That's what I'm dealing with. No one wants to get their hands dirty, and so the children walk on in darkness, heading for perdition. But in this day and age, there is media, and they are exposed to the truth in so many different ways. But still, there are many pockets of souls who need the personal touch, someone who is real, and not just there to do churchianity. I have my faithful warriors who are willing to put in the prayer, willing to put in the effort and time to bring my love to those who need a personal touch. As the Lord was speaking, I was thinking about the woman in the trailer that kept telling me to go away. I thought that this could not be the Lord. So I went to the Bible Promises and God, "If the one who hates you is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him water." I thought about asking that lady why she hates me. "Lord, I'm stuck. Please speak to me." "My beloved daughter, love those who hate you. Do good to them who persecute you." "Lord, you'll have to show me how. I don't have a clue. Please show me what I can do. I will lead and guide you in the way you should go. Do not despair, my beloved one. Pay close attention to little hints along the way. And that was the end of his very short message. Yeah, many of the neighbors around here, for some reason, have heard really evil things about us. We haven't figured it out why, but they hate us. And there's nothing we can do about it except pray for them. God bless them. There's just no reason for it. We just keep praying that someday there will be peace between us.